This is ABC News Daily. I'm Sam Hawley. Interest rates, wages and house prices, they've overwhelmingly been the focus of the last 5 weeks of the election campaign. And in these final few days, both major parties will argue you'll be better off financially if you vote for them. Today, the host of RN Breakfast, Patricia Karvelas, on who's campaigned best on cost of living concerns. PK, we're on the home stretch of this election campaign. Both major parties have now launched their campaigns. Labor and Anthony Albanese did that a couple of weeks ago.
Well, thank you, Mark, for that kind introduction and for all that you have done to keep WA safe and strong.
And the Liberal Party and Scott Morrison went on the weekend.
Thank you all very, very much.
How good is Queensland?
How good. How good indeed.
Who did better?
I think they both did what they were meant to do, right? And their tasks are actually, well, the same in so much as they both want to win an election, but different in, and that's why the timing was different. So for Anthony Albanese, where he launched his campaign in Perth, and that was really, really a historically significant moment. Of course, WA doesn't get that kind of love usually. Mm-hmm. It was about really, really sharpening what the rest of the message before pre-polling started was about Labor. And he really distilled it, I thought, quite well. You know, you'll get cheaper childcare, cheaper electricity bills. He couldn't have been more blunt, right, in that message.
You can vote for a better future. You can choose cheaper childcare, stronger Medicare, and fixing the crisis in aged care. Or you can have more of the same.
For Scott Morrison to have such a late campaign launch, and many of my listeners have been asking all week, why so late? Well, I'll tell you why. People rightly ask, how can it make sense to have a campaign launch after voters have even started voting? Yes, there is a risk there because people have cast their ballots because pre-polls voting has started. Mm-hmm. But for Scott Morrison and the campaign, they are behind in the polls, and this is about regaining the momentum for his campaign and also to have something else to talk about this week, which addressed one of the core issues that voters are saying is a huge issue. And over and over again in the focus groups that have been held by the Coalition and Labor, one of the top tier issues that keeps coming up is housing. Mm. And that's why we saw at the Labor launch a housing announcement, and we saw the same thing with this announcement by Scott Morrison.
Buying your first home, it's never easy. It wasn't easy 30 years ago either, but I must admit it's harder today, but it's something you'll never forget.
Okay, so it's housing. I mean, what did he have to say, Scott Morrison, during this launch about what he would do to help people when it comes to buying a home?
Well, his campaign promise was allowing first home owners, buyers rather, they want aspirants, younger people, to be able to take up to $50,000 out of their superannuation retirement nest egg and put it in towards their deposit, or 40% of what they've collected so far in their superannuation.
But this will be a game changer for thousands of Australian families who sit and look at that money on their balance and go, if only I had that to help me now.
He also needed to find a policy where he could have, if I can be blunt, a fight with Labor. Now, people will think, why do they want to fight? He wants a point of difference. He didn't want something that Labor would just go, yeah, me too, we'll do that too, which they've done in this campaign, and they did successfully also in the 2007 campaign when they last won government from opposition. They did it then and they're doing it again, and he needed to find something they couldn't possibly support. And on this one, they can't possibly support it on ideological, historical grounds.
It just pushes prices up. This is like throwing kerosene on a bonfire. The only winner is the person selling the home, who gets a bigger price.
This is not a new idea. It's been kicking around for years, so much so that frontbenchers in this very government were, until recently, I think 2017, saying it's a bad idea. Peter Dutton, Anne Rustin. And now the government at the 11th hour has had a change of heart on this. And already the Prime Minister out on Monday, you know, campaigning for his policy, sort of saying that Labor wants to deprive young people of something that he's offering.
Labor will never let you do it. They think it's their money to tell you what to do with. I believe it's your money.
We know the government's behind in the polls. Do you think that can help turn things around for the government?
I think it's going to be really hard in this time frame to turn things around in a substantial way if you look at the trend. Do I think it will be helpful, though, for the Prime Minister to have something new to talk about? Yeah, I do. I think it's probably given him, well, it certainly gave him a bounce in his step, and it gave him something else to talk about rather than just his character, because Labor's campaign has been about him and Scott Morrison's character has become a big issue.
And I know Australians know that I can be a bit of a bulldozer when it comes to issues, and I suspect you guys know that.
His late conversion, where he on Friday, you know, a week before polling day, essentially said, yes, I've got to be different. You'll get a different, you know, Scott Morrison.
I know there are things that are going to have to change with the way I do things, because we're moving into a different time. We're moving into a time of opportunity.
I just thought, well, you're just telling us again about yourself, and this is what Labor wants. They want you to be talking about yourself because people have been saying in all of these focus groups when asked about the Prime Minister that they don't really like the way that he's been doing his job or him.
So, PK, he has a new super policy and it's giving Scott Morrison a new talking point on housing and the cost of living. And they're the dominant issues, right, for both parties.
This campaign has really, really focused almost entirely on the cost of living. The government's answer to that is around their temporary budget measures and saying that they're there to get people basically through the worst, roughest period, and then they will deliver record low unemployment, jobs will help people. That's kind of their narrative that they understand, but they're good at managing the economy and they've got some interim measures there to help people. Labor, I think, has been very successful at prosecuting in the last period of the campaign their wages argument. Now, it was painted as an own goal or a gaffe or something, it depends what word you want to put on it, when Anthony Albanese backed this 5.1% increase to the minimum wage at that press conference.
So you don't want people to go backwards. Does that mean you would support a wage hike of at least 5.1% just to keep up with inflation?
Absolutely.
Now,
I think he did go further than he was meant to, but after he did, his whole party backed him in. That was key, right? There was none of that kind of, and they were able for days to argue about increasing wages, which was exactly what they wanted to talk about. And the coalition, while trying to focus on the sort of way that Anthony Albanese made this announcement or talked about this, missed reading the room that in making that argument, they ended up kind of talking down whether wages should rise to keep up with the cost of living.
We're in the final few days of the campaign, PK, and you've covered a fair few elections now. What's your assessment of this one? Who's been the better campaigner?
Well, the better campaigner is always demonstrated by who wins, in my view, right? I think early on a few people have been, you know, kind of ribbing me about this. Fair enough. I've always argued and will continue to actually, controversially, that the Prime Minister is a very good campaigner. I still think he's a good campaigner, but he hasn't had a good campaign. Yes, he has a lot of energy, I think, and he will fight right to the last minute, and don't discount his ability to find a pathway still to victory. But his chances are lower than Anthony Albanese, who definitely had some hard moments. At the end of it all, Anthony Albanese has been able to reset and stick to Labor's main change message. And so he has actually strengthened and sharpened up as a campaigner in the final bit.
Patricia Karvelas is the host of RN Breakfast. A week out from Election Day, more than 2 million voters had already cast their ballots at pre-polling stations. Labor has remained ahead in all opinion polling throughout the campaign. If you want to hear more about who's benefiting from the current superannuation policies, listen to our episode from the 12th of May. That's in your feed. This episode was produced and mixed by Chris Dengate. Additional production by Sydney Peed. Our supervising producer is Stephen Smiley. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. You can find all our episodes of the podcast on the ABC Listen app. To get in touch with the team, email us on abcnewsdaily@abc.net.au. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.